This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
OCD is one of those conditions that almost everyone thinks they understand, but most people don't really understand. They've just heard of the stereotype. Whether it's that stereotype that we've picked up in pop culture or social media, either way, most people haven't got a clue, and it's making OCD one of the most misunderstood conditions out there. Today, I am joined by Lucy Sheil, who goes by Your Irish OCD Sister online, to unpack what OCD actually looks like behind the labels, the jokes, and the misconceptions that people hear every day. Lucy, first off, welcome to the show. Delighted to be chatting to you. I've seen your social media work, and I know you're so passionate about this area. Can you explain to people who might be hearing about OCD for the very first time this evening what exactly it is?
So it's characterized all with intrusive thoughts. That's how anything starts. You get a distressing thought, like everybody does. But when you have OCD, there's just maybe a slight maladaptiveness in how your brain reacts to that thought. You might have a thought like you're watching a plane fly in the sky, and you might have a thought like, imagine that plane fell out of the sky. You would probably just disregard that thought and move on with your day. Whereas someone with OCD might think, well, why did I think that thought? Do I want that plane to fall out of the sky? Am I manifesting that? Does that mean I'm a bad person? Blah, blah, blah. It can take you anywhere. You just kind of get washed away with trying to understand the meaning of thoughts and what they mean about you and bring you to some strange places. So that's how something begins. And then symptoms are super diverse. You engage in kind of compulsive behaviors, which can be so many things. They can be physical in external reality that other people can see. So you do have the repetitive, maybe touch the wood four times, that someone else could notice. But also, a lot of it is completely internal, so nobody else would see it. You're fighting with yourself in your head, so no one else is going to notice that, obviously.
Yeah, it is completely mental for so many people, the compulsions. And I know that there's a big stereotype that we've been trying to beat for a while now, and hopefully even having this conversation helps it strip that away for so many people. People think that OCD is just about being neat and being, you know, really tidy, or it's just a bit of anxiety. You know, it's nearly characterized as a personality trait. What are some things that you wish other people knew about OCD as someone who suffers with it yourself?
It's tough because it's really cemented this kind of stereotype. Everybody seems to have the same opinion of it. It's nobody's fault. Don't know where it originated from. Maybe media. I don't know. But everybody thinks it is kind of you're a quirky, eccentric, clean, orderly person. My room, I would love to show you my room right now. I've diagnosed OCD. My room is a kip, and it is 90% of the time. It's just, the perception of the disorder and the actual disorder are so miles apart, they hardly connect at all. So, I mean, in an ideal world, I'd like to strip down people's assumption of OCD altogether, and re-explain it to them. It's really, I don't even know where to begin, to be honest, because, there's just so much deconstruction that we need to do.
Yeah.
Before we can even start having these conversations about, okay, this is what it is. Because I have been talking about what it is, but people kind of are like, no, they like don't want to hear it sometimes, because they're like, no, it's this. It's this. Everybody knows it's this.
It is Monica and Friends. What do you mean, Lucy? You cannot possibly be correct. It is obviously the way Monica is perceived in Friends.
Yeah, literally Monica and Friends. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think?
But no, it's
Do you think mental health services in Ireland respond well when OCD is first mentioned, or is there still a lot of confusion there? I know that you touch on this on your own social media page.
Yeah. Again, I don't think this is an individual person's fault, but I do have massive beef with the Irish mental health system. They largely haven't a clue. They have the same perception as any of your friends or family or people about, you know, Monica and Friends. That's kind of how a lot of them see OCD, and yet they can advertise that they see people with OCD, which I just don't obviously agree with. We have a long, long, long way to go, and we need to really standardize our therapists and their knowledge. But yeah, it's very lackluster in Ireland. Obviously exceptions, but yeah, really a lot of work to be done there.
What do you think needs to be done first? What would be a positive step in the right direction for you?
Well, what I'm trying to do now, because I feel it's all I can do, is obviously online I make videos and I just hope that they come across therapists for you pages and maybe inspire them to do a bit of their own research. There are lots of CPD courses. The International OCD Foundation have a lot of them for therapists. They're free, as far as I know. Just getting people to recognize that actually there is this entire disorder that's being overlooked by our mental health professionals. And as a result, there's a population of people that aren't getting help. On a larger scale, I would love to see a completely reconstructed psychological criteria. But I don't know how idealized that is. That is what we need, because it's affecting 2-3% at least of the population, which is actually really a lot of people. Yeah. But we don't have the professionals to help us because they don't even have the knowledge.
Interestingly, the WHO, the World Health Organization, says that OCD is amongst the top 10 most disabling illnesses in the world. What would your response be to that?
Oh, 100%. Not surprising, but it further infuriates us, I suppose, as a population of people, that it's just portrayed in such a almost quirky way, when actually it is so distressing, so disabling, and not to be very grim, but people don't always come out of it, you know? It's a horrendous disorder.
Yeah, it is. Anything I've ever studied and learned about this has been harrowing. And the fact it's so misunderstood, it blows my mind entirely. In regards to your own coping, yeah, with your own OCD, what are some of the coping tools that actually made a big difference for you day to day? Obviously, I know it's very individual, this entire experience for people, but what has been beneficial to you?
Great question. So medication, but that's not for everyone. So full disclosure, it's there as a tool, and don't say that you can't take it, but also you don't need to take it. So that's first off, but I do take medication. Mindfulness, which is very hard to do when you have OCD, because obviously you've got a really, really busy mind, but it's only, that's more reason that you should try. And you can start with 20, 30 seconds per session. You don't need to jump into the deep end. But over time, obviously you can build. I find it really, really good to ground myself in an activity, anything at all. It can be really mundane. Washing the dishes, going for a walk, asking friends what's going on in their life, really doing everything I can to get out of my head and into the present, which again is another really difficult thing. But you keep doing that and it does become a little bit easier over time. And then probably the biggest thing for me was just learning about OCD, realizing that is what was happening to me, learning how it worked, and then being able to spot when I was kind of falling into a spiral massively helped for me. So education is just so important. It really does change the game.
Education is key for so many of these things that we have been educated about, and I use educated in inverted commas, yeah, incorrectly. And then it's like relearning as a society what OCD is, but also as a person trying to figure out how this image you had of OCD actually, oh, hang on a minute, that's not true, but what's happening to me is OCD and I just, yeah, didn't know that. You know, it's astonishing, this whole thing. Social media wise, has, yes, it improved the representation of OCD, do you think, now that more people like you are taken to social media and explaining the realities behind it and having that presence online? Is it beneficial to others?
Oh, absolutely. 100,000,000%. There are so many amazing people out there doing amazing things that only for them, there'd be millions of people who wouldn't know what's happening to them, or, you know, that they're not crazy or dangerous or whatever. They just have this thing that's been misrepresented. It changes the game. So many people are saving lives, and hopefully more people continue to do it, because that's how we're going to change the narrative.
Changing the narrative is something that you're very passionate about. I can tell even from your own, from what you're saying now, but also from your own social media. But for people who might be listening this evening thinking that they could be struggling with OCD, maybe they just got a diagnosis, they're in the depths of it at the minute, either way, what is a piece of advice you would give them as someone who lives with it?
main thing is life does get better. A huge fear that I'm sure everybody has felt, because I remember feeling it, is that your life will never be anything but that difficult, hard, just crawling through every day. It's not always going to be like that. It's not guaranteed. You're not stuck. And there isn't an episode, is what I call them. You can call it whatever you want, but you're in a big spiral. There isn't one deep enough that you can't come out of. And there isn't one theme as well, worse than another. They don't mean anything. They're all the same. It's just, you know, your thought circuit situation is a little bit malfunctiony. It doesn't mean anything about you. You can live a beautiful life. That's the main thing.
Where can we find you on social media if we want to follow along with your journey and hear more from you?
Okay, it's a cringy name. Okay, so you just have to forgive me for that. It's Your Irish OCD Sister.
I think that's a great name. I don't think there's a bit of cringe in that. Not at all. I mean, let's be honest, the username wasn't taken. So it's all good. This is the one you're going to use. But thank you so much for chatting with me.
Username was not taken. That's what it was.
Lucy, I really appreciate you chatting with me on iRadio's group chat this evening and spreading some much needed awareness on this condition.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.